tourism icon Hartmut Finke died on the Greek island of Crete on September 18, 2024, at age 67. His funeral occurred on October 4 on the island of Fore, Germany, where he grew up and lived after he returned to his home country, Australia, where he lived for many years. Hartmut Finke has been involved in several countries' hospitality and tourism industries over the past 35 years. He trained at universities and colleges in Australia and Germany. He completed a diploma in hotel and catering management. Hartmut held senior management positions in some of the world's leading hotels, primarily during their pre- and post-opening phases. In 1993, he changed directions to explore the philosophy of the Youth Hostel (YH) movement in Australia, the UK, and internationally as a member of the senior management team of Hosteling International, the International Youth Hostel Association. He instigated and managed worldwide quality assurance and standard hostel programs and oversaw international training development. Hartmut laid the foundation for a pan-European rollout of a chain of state-of-the-art backpacker hostels. He worked simultaneously on up to 7 projects spanning several countries. He successfully concluded his assignment by developing brand standard manuals and the timely opening of prototype hostels in Copenhagen and Dublin. As an independent management consultant, his clients ranged from luxury hotel developers, youth hostel associations, hostel developers, and operators to the leading worldwide hotel software company, international interior design firms, and FFE suppliers. In a consulting role, he continues cooperating with his global partners to review hotel chain performance. Iturbonus.com. In 1981, he landed in Australia with nothing but a backpack and a burning desire to prove himself. He spent a grueling year building his own house and dodging snakes in the outback. The house still stands, though Sydney has since caught up with it. His friend Burkhard Herbot, a WTN tourism hero and a human encyclopedia for the tourism industry, met Hartmut in December 2011. Louis de Moor, founder of the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism, connected the two. Burkhard recalled, "We met in my hometown with Max Haberstro, also a tourism hero by the World Tourism Network. At the time, Hartmut was thinking about how he could meaningfully contribute to society after he retired and moved back to Germany and how best to leave a legacy for himself. Max and I were good conversation partners for this brainstorming session." Burkhard said that Hartmut always considered connecting winning and socially viable projects in global tourism. He looked at Ghana, Sri Lanka, Uganda, and Haiti for such opportunities. He loved to support corporate social responsibility projects, CSR. At Iturbonus tourism icon Hartmut Finke in Uganda #travelnews #Uganda original sound travel news group. "I am proud that I introduced him to the Greenfield Kinds Foundation in Kibale, Uganda. Hartmut visited this school project. Many of the gorilla safaris depart from there. The plan was to build a small, simple hotel for tourists visiting the Mahinga Gorilla National Park or the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest National Park. Proceeds would go to the Greenfield Kids Foundation. Until then, he had repeatedly donated food for the students and other needed items, such as kitchens, toilets, large rainwater collection containers, and roofs. Another visit to the project was planned for 2025. During his first visit, he also met my goddaughter Florence in Kampala to work with her on a business plan for the training we implemented at the Uganda Catholic Management and Training Institute. He just wanted to do something good and meaningful that fit his life profile. His goal was to plan and implement this in the last phase of his life. With friends, he founded the Our World Project as a platform for further projects, which was intended to create an interface with the tourism industry. Personal contact and personal meetings were significant to him even at times when increasing digitalization is a priority. During our discussions, including with other tourism consultants, the need for a neutral umbrella organization arose for the various segments of the private travel industry. The first framework was quickly defined, the ICTT International Chamber of Travel and Tourism. COVID-19 put the plans on hold. Hartmut invested a lot of time, love, and expertise in this project. He was one of the leading developers of this idea. Whether one should call it the seventh sense, the third eye, or simply intuition, Hartmut had an unexpected spiritual gift that sometimes unsettled him. We often philosophized about the meaning of life. He sometimes sat on the beach at his home, the island of Four, overlooking the wide North Sea, as he let his thoughts fly with the wind. I hope that in a not-too-distant future, we will be able to launch the International Chamber of Travel and Tourism, ICTT, in his honor. Burkhardt concluded. I am very sad that my friend Hartmut is no longer there, but I am also very happy that I got to know him both as a professional and, above all, as a person.